Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You see, spiritual growth means you fight the fight of faith. If the devil hits you on level 7, move. Don't stay down there fighting. I'm going to make a stand. No, babe, I'm going. Where you going? Level 8. How you going to get there? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I'm going to keep listening to the word of God till my faith grows. And then when the devil slaps at you from level 7, it's just like a little fly. And you just kill it. Too many of us find our lives defeated because we try to fight with the devil on his terms. Jesus never did that. Never did that. Jesus never had to resist pride. When they wanted to make him king, he walked away. Jesus never had to ask an angel to protect him. Never did. When they picked up stones to stone him, he just walked away. Jesus didn't have to prove his manhood. Oh, you're going to stone me, right? Well, go ahead and try and watch what happened to you. I'm the anointed of God. Nope, Jesus just pulled his hood over his face and walked right out of the crowd. He was such a common-looking person, they didn't even know he was gone. We'll stand around arguing, yeah, 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 yeah. No, just walk away. See, grown folk, there's so, you know the reason why the Bible calls us to meekness? There's so much power in you that you literally can hurt a person. But you're not supposed to walk around hurting people. You're supposed to look at people as old with two broken arms and two broken legs in a wheelchair as they threaten to hurt you. With two broken arms and two broken legs in a wheelchair. And you look at them and say, what? I'm going to knock you down. Really? You can't even stand. Get on out of here. You look at the devil when he rears his ugly head and growls at you. You say, it is written. It is written, you've been defeated. It is written, my joy comes from the Lord. It is written that this light affliction is going to pass. It is written that nothing you can do to me will cause me to leave the Lord. What can separate me from the love of God? Famine, persecution, peril or sword? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Brothers and sisters, it is time for us to stop wearing our feelings on our sleeve and grow up and become what God needs us to be. God doesn't need us to work for him. God needs us to walk with him. What does the Lord require? Micah asks. Micah says to the people, he says, you know, you've been doing all this stuff and I've been judging you and still you have not returned to me. And so I'm going to judge you some more. And God kept judging the people of Israel. And so they came to Micah and they said, what is it that we should do? Should we bring 10,000 animals to be sacrificed? Or should we bring rivers of oil to offer before God? God said, I don't want your animals and I don't want your sacrifice. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to treat people with courtesy and with justice. And I want you to walk humbly with God. I don't want all that spiritual stuff. I don't want all the scripture quoting and all the fussing. Everything with us is so deep. God is calling me to him. What does that mean? I'm hard-pressed to understand that. God is calling me into relationship. But we always think that that means ministry. Why do we have burning desires to do ministry, but not a burning desire to sit in the presence of God? I knew a woman of God who had such an outstanding prayer ministry that God fixed it so she could just be home to pray. And during those times, she would go into a room in her house and she would pray and God would move and things would happen. She was a heaven shaker. You see, God calls people to that level. When that season was over, he was able to move her into different dimensions of leadership and through school and a lot of other things. But that foundation of prayer, her walking with God, her just sitting in the presence of God, turning television off, not going out seeking people and company. And folks said she was weird, but yet she was in quiet contemplation with God. And God was revealing kingdom secrets to her. And when that season was over, God elevated her. Because he knew he could trust what was in here. Many of us want position, but God can't trust us because we have yet to spend substantive time with God. During that time, this woman of God never sought position. She never asked for a ministerial position. She never asked to be a prophet, although she was prophetic. She never asked to move in gifts, although she was gifted. She never asked for anything. The church community came against her. They fought against everything about her. She continued to pray and pray and pray. You see, we're not called to position. We're called to walk with God. And that's what Paul addresses, and that's what Peter addresses, that the sign of maturity is not how much you're doing for God, but it's how closely you're walking with God. Enoch walked with God so closely that God took him home. Can you imagine that? Enoch woke up, he was 365 years old. He woke up and he stretched. He said, "Honey, I'm going out now." She said, "All right, baby, bring home some milk and some eggs and some bread, because you know how you like your tuna sandwiches." He said, "Can we have shrimp tonight?" She said, "Now you know Yahweh don't allow no shrimp and lobster and scallops, and don't even ask for it, although it doesn't come till later in the book of Leviticus. We in Genesis right now, but I'm prophetic." And Enoch kissed her on the cheek and left the house, and he went on his morning walk. He did this every day, walked 4 or 5 miles, having been tutored by Methuselah and all the others, coming back as far as Cain and all the others who were left there, learning. Adam taught his other sons, taught about God. And Adam is gone now. He's dead. Methuselah, 969, dead. And his great-grandson, Enoch, walks with God. He left the house this day, as he does every other day, and he walked with God. Halfway through his walk, he heard, "Enoch." "Yes, Lord." "You're closer to my house than you are yours. Come on up." And he walked right into heaven. I think God sent an angel over to Enoch's wife's house and said, "He ain't coming home, but cheer up, he's with me." You see, I don't think God ever blesses a person and then causes turmoil in their family's lives. And Enoch walked with God, and for a long time, he was the only human being in heaven. There was nobody else there in a flesh and blood body. God said, "Just be patient. I'll get you some company when we get over to the book of 1 Kings. And here comes Elijah, the second heaven dweller." Yeah. in a natural body. And they're up there rejoicing and thinking, ooh, this is great. We're the only ones with a body. And God said, yeah, but y'all got to die. But you don't have to worry about it till you get down to the book of Revelation. So you can enjoy from 1 Kings all the way down to Revelation. But come Revelation, you die. Because it's appointed unto man once to die. But can you imagine being mature enough to rise above the foolishness of people and walk in heavenly places so that it does not bother you? People talk about you. Don't bother me. I'm up here. I'm not down there where the gossip takes place. I'm up here where the blessings are. Tell your neighbor, it's time to grow up. You can't wear your feelings on your sleeve. We'll finish this next week. You can't wear your feelings on your sleeve. You can't be upset with everybody. Listen, we spend too much time trying to get the one person to like us that doesn't like us and ignore the 14 that do. The woman of God said this during our convocation. She said she made up her mind, Pastor Susie Owens, she said she made up her mind that she's only going to rejoice with those who rejoice and celebrate her. You see, babies get upset when you don't like me. Babies get upset when you don't like me. I say that's your loss because you don't get to know me. To know me is to love me. When you fight, fight to win. Fight the good fight of faith. Arm yourself with more of the word of God until a change takes place. It might take years, but it's coming. Though it tarry, wait for it. Glory to God. It will come. Wait for it. It will come. Every promise that God made to you specifically will come to pass. But you got to learn how to wait.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9417P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit EricLambertMinistries.com. EricLambertMinistries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit EricLambertMinistries.com and add to your digital library today.